Hello, and welcome to the East Anglian Theatre Podcast. Hey there, everyone, and happy May Day. Is that a thing? Does anyone celebrate May Day? Well, if you've stopped dancing around your maypoles long enough to listen to this, then thank you. This is your local theatre podcast, and when I say local, I'm assuming you're based in either Norfolk, Suffolk or Cambridgeshire, as that's really my target audience. But if you live in the far inferior Lincolnshire, for instance, you are still most welcome here. I am your host, Ray Tempesta, and what I do in each episode is try my best to promote some of the things going on in theatres across East Anglia. I do this in three ways. Firstly, I attend and review shows and tell you all about them. I also interview the people involved in some of the companies or shows that are playing at venues in our region, and I take a quick look and highlight some of the upcoming shows and audition opportunities happening locally. Rather fortuitously, that's the order that the sections of the podcast are set out. Now, we'll get to the main thrust of the podcast shortly, but first, let me tell you some stuff about my social media accounts and website. I have them. There. Will that do? Oh, apparently not. Okay, well, the East Anglian Theatre Podcast has a Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and TikTok account, and it sort of has to, as it's often the only way I can spread the word. The accounts are not inspiring, will not change your life, and my posts often feel trite and formulaic because I'm lazy and have no enthusiasm for social media whatsoever. But don't let me put you off following the various accounts. Say something about me online and I might even respond. Who knows? The podcast also has a dedicated website, eatpod.co.uk. That's eatpod.co.uk. Here you'll find all episodes of the podcast, plus written versions of the reviews that I produce, and a page to contact me if you'd like to sell me life insurance or feature as a guest on an episode. Your choice. Anyway, now that's taken care of, let's move on to the first section proper, where, sitting here alone in my studio, I ask the question that nobody wants to know the answer to, and that is, Ray, what have you been up to theatre-wise lately? Well, you might not want to know, but I'm going to tell you. So if you wish, perhaps skip forward 3 minutes or so and you won't have to listen to me witter on so much. Okay, well, rehearsals for the last Quiz Night on Earth continue apace, and we're now at the Books Down stage, which has gone... well? They've also started work on building the set, which is a pub setting, so I'm excited to see how that's gone. The show actually opens next month, so we've all got a lot to work on between now and then, but if you would like to see what is described as a quiz within a comedy drama, I'll give you a bit more detail. So what's it actually about? Well, the premise is that there's a supermassive asteroid about to hit the Earth, which is going to wipe everyone out. The moment of impact is just hours away, but the Four Horsemen pub has decided to host their regular pub quiz anyway, and that's where the audience gets involved, as we'll be hosting a real quiz in amongst the play itself. Now I'm playing the Quizmaster alongside Debbie Dance as pub lady Kathy. The action of the play sees two other characters, Bobby and Fran, played by Angela Smith and Caroline Manley, turn up out of the blue to meddle with proceedings. It's a funny, sweet little play where the audience gets to feel part of the action too, and well worth checking out in my humble opinion. It's on between the 8th and 10th of June at Rackheath Village Hall, and tickets are available via rackheathplayers.co.uk. Now, also this past week, I watched Cake, the Marie Antoinette playlist, at the Playhouse in Norwich. You can read the full review on my website, eatpod.co.uk, but for a play supposedly in development, it felt like a fully formed and highly polished production already. Definitely one to watch out for in the future, as I'm absolutely sure it's destined for great heights and is almost certainly not going to be in such an intimate setting next time. It felt almost as special as watching Six at the same venue before that one went stratospheric, and I'm certain Cake is likely to head down the same path. Anyway, enough about me, what about you? Have you seen anything lately that's impressed you? Or perhaps you saw Cake and want to share your view? Do get in touch on my social media channels if you want to express an opinion. Okay, well that's the first section done with, let's move on to section two, the interview. And this time, I'd like to introduce you to three members of Fakenham and District Light Operatic Society, known, thankfully, by the much shorter moniker, Fadlows. Their names are Nick Bird, Ryan Standing and Tilly Barron, and they're three of the cast in Fadlows' upcoming production of Little Shop of Horrors. So, without further ado, let's have a chat with them, shall we? Three members of Fadlows. We've got Nick,
Ryan,
Tilly.
The reason
I didn't have to introduce Nick is because I've had the misfortune to work with him before.
Frequently.
Yes. Now, Little Shop of Horrors needs no introduction. In fact, certainly not to my listeners. As I mentioned earlier, I interviewed Echo Youth Theatre at their production of the show only a few weeks ago. But is there anything unique about your version of the production?
Good question. Well, you've returned after a long time, haven't you, Nick? You've been away for a while, so we've drawn you back.
1999 was the last show I did with
Thalos.
There
you go.
There. So, yes, they put a call out because they couldn't cast Mr. Mushnick. And this was a part I played 8 years ago at Dereham. And I thought, I wonder if I can remember the lines. And the first two or three rehearsals, it was like starting from scratch. And then suddenly, it must have been tucked away in the brain cell somewhere because it all suddenly came back. And I've managed to learn the lines and the songs reasonably quickly.
You shouldn't sell yourself short there, though, Nick. You know, you're suggesting you with a desperation casting. I'm sure you would have been their first choice. Yeah. I've mentioned Echo Youth Theatre. You happened to watch it, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
What did you think?
I thought the production was really good. There were a few bits they did differently to ours, which I really liked, like their dentist was really funny. Totally different take on the character, so I thought it was fresh, really good. Yeah.
Any plant lovers here?
Yeah.
Not ones that need blood feeding.
No.
Well, speaking of that, if you had to sacrifice anyone, who would you feed to Audrey 2?
Oh my god!
Well, the director's not here. We can.
That's such a good question.
Okay, this one's an easy one, surely. What's your favourite song in the show? And is it one of your own?
No, I like the plant. I like all of the plant songs, but I think I like Get It. You sing into Get It.
Yeah.
I really like that. I love the gruffness of the plant and the interaction between you two sort of answering back and kind of getting to know each other. I really love that. That's my favourite.
Yeah, I agree with that one. I think Get It would be my favourite song as well. I really like the harmony at the end with myself and the plant. I think that's probably one of the best harmonies in the show. So, yeah.
And I'm bound to say Mushnick and Son because it's the only song I've got.
<That's yours. laughs>
And it's quite funny.
Mushnick and Son, I think, has the best routine.
Choreograph. But I do like Suddenly Seymour as well. That's still a good song.
And so the show starts 9th of May. So what stage are you now at with the rehearsal process?
So we're running through most nights. Tonight is a bit different. We're just sort of going over some bits and pieces. The three girls have got some really tight harmonies, so they're just picking up on them and any other sticky bits that we've got. And then from next week onwards, it'll just be full run-throughs over and over and over. We've got more of the set on stage now, more of the props, because there's hundreds of props in this show. It's just getting to grips with how the stage works, where we're going, what we're doing, and hopefully, touch wood, polished.
Every rehearsal we come to, there seems a bit more scenery and a few more props.
Yeah, it's a little
bit
savage.
Costumes set next, that'll be the next thing to, and then microphones, and then orchestra, so it gradually builds now.
So you're playing with a live orchestra in this one?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Do love a live orchestra.
Looking forward to that.
Nothing quite like it, isn't it? And then, have you found anything particularly challenging about this rehearsal process, perhaps with your characters? Obviously, you play Mushnick.
Having done this show before, it's just a matter of keeping the accent. The Jewish accent, I have to keep that all the time, and in these songs as well. Mm. Yeah, so it's an excuse to do a silly voice.
Same with Audrey, because she has a squeaky, funny voice with a strong accent. It's just trying to figure out how much of that you can do and sing in the same voice at the same time. So figuring out her voice was fun.
So this is my biggest role that I've had, so it's been challenging. Lots of belting as well, but it's getting there, so that's good.
Well, you knew all your lines, same as Nick knew all of their lines pretty much, I don't know, a month in, if that.
Yeah.
And I was still on my book stop showing me up.
There's always one or two of those. Nick's obviously a returning, I use the term loosely, hero. How long have you all been with Fatlows?
I started 16 years ago, I think, when I was 15. Copacabana was my first show. So yeah, that was amazing. We had a big set, big costumes for Copa. So yeah, been here a long while.
Do you not look old enough? And that's not I'm not even trying to go there.
I did just stop going, I think, quite a while ago.
So I joined 4 years ago when I was 14. My first show here was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which is really fun, and then went on to play Buttons in Cinderella the same year. So yeah.
And my parents were founding members of the society. My first show with them was, God, 1970.
I know, you're four of them, I know. And they wanted a child to be in Half a Sixpence when they were doing it then. So
that was my first show. I'm not going to flatter Nick and suggest that he's not that old.
And then, yeah, I did main shows and pantomimes up until 1999.
And then, so you were a regular member of that place. Yeah.
And then got involved with other societies, and the timings just didn't work out to do this show and whatever Cromer or Norwich or Doom were doing at the time. So yeah, it's a matter of, but then, answered the call.
And speaking of the other shows that you've been involved in, do you all have a particular favourite or a standout moment from your time on stage?
My favourite's definitely in Chitty, because we had the flying car and I got to operate all of the buttons and the up and the down and the smoke and the wings and the tilt this way, tilt that way. It was so scary but so fun at the same time. And we came sort of out over the orchestra pit and it just felt amazing. It was really cool, really cool.
So my standout moment was after COVID when we got to come back and perform again. Playing Smee in Peter Pan alongside Nick, who played the Dane.
The son. Hello, son.
Yeah, Nick's gone from my mum to my dad. Adopted dad.
Yes, Ryan and I have worked together several times. It's good fun. And my favourite, without a doubt, the producers.
Okay.
To Norwich and played Max Gowerstock.
Yeah.
Played Bill Snibson and Me and My Girl three, if not four times, various societies. So yeah, they're my favourite parts of it.
What about them?
What about them?
Yeah, what about them? What did you love about them?
Well, Max Bialystok, his new acting involved, he's just a very rude, dirty old man.
Well, we had audience
easy
members.
Easy.
We had audience people walking out, it was like, oh, it's disgusting.
And the things he was doing, little old grannies, it's just a good, fun show. And really enjoyed playing that. And again, Bill Snibson, he's just a bit of a barrow boy. Bit of fun.
Yeah.
It's just so much fun.
And what roles would you really like to play? You know, we can look into the realms of dreams here. The likes of us will never get the chance to play, in Hamilton or something like that. But let's imagine for a second. What role would you really like to play? Or have you played your dream role?
I'd love to play Elphaba in Wicked, because it's one of my favourites. Or practically anybody in Moulin Rouge, because the dancing and the costumes are incredible, and I'd just love to dress up like that, even just for a night. Sing with them. That'd be amazing.
This is easy for me. My dream role is Donkey in Shrek. Just such a fun character that I'd really love to play. Or JD in Heathers as well. Like to be able to play a villain one day. So yeah.
Yeah, I've got to be realistic. I'm 59 now, and perhaps the leading man material may have slipped past now. but I've been very lucky. Had some very good parts across the years, and very satisfied with what I've achieved.
So nothing you'd have liked to have done in the past? No parts you missed out on that you wish you'd have?
I would still like to play Shrek. That's a very good part. Yeah. I'd like to do that.
That's achievable.
That's achievable, yes, with green makeup on. It doesn't matter about the age then. But then you haven't seen The Way I Breathe after our Mushnik song.
That is hard work.
It's hard work. Who choreographed that?
So am I in the presence of a choreographer here?
Yes. I haven't done all of the choreography for this show. That's been myself and Gertie and Karen. She's one of our members that sort of haven't done any choreography before, so she's had a little go this time round. She likes sort of bringing things out of people and letting them do what they want to do. So yeah, but I've choreographed most of our pantos, I think, the last few years.
But apologies if I'm glaring for the rest of the interview. I hate choreographers.
Why? I'm a nice one, I think. I make it very easy, understandable, fun. Don't I?
Do I? And what's next? Well, actually, there's two parts to this question. What's next for Fadlows, and perhaps what's next for you as individuals?
Well, Beauty and the Beast is our next show, our pantomime in December. I don't know if I've let the cat out of the bag there.
Not as far as I've no idea. Is it? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's been agreed. It has been agreed.
You heard it first.
Well, it's going to be in the programme. So, Beauty and the Beast, December time. That's being directed by a member who's not been able to do little shops, Alex. So he's coming back to direct. He hasn't directed for a long time. So that'll be really good. And we're undecided on our main show for next year. But I will be part of the panto, so that's next for me.
Next to me would be School of Rock with Deerham Theatre Company.
When's that?
That is... Plug it, go on. It's around the end of July.
And because I don't like any home life, 2 weeks after this, I'm in Evita.
At Chroma Beer.
So yes, that's the first week, or the bank holiday week, running into June. And then next year they're doing 9 to 5, which I think had 2 attempts at trying to put that on, but COVID has got in the way, so third time lucky.
Fantastic. And so how many shows a year does Fadlows do?
We do 2.
Okay, so it's
we have a main show always in May and then the panto in December.
Yeah, okay. And finally, I guess I should actually ask you to do the proper plugging of the show in terms of dates, where you can get tickets and all that stuff, and Nick is prepared.
Yeah, the show runs from Tuesday the 9th, Saturday the 13th of May, starting at 7:30 here at the Fagan Community Centre. Tickets are available at £9.50, or from £9.50, available at www.ticketsource.co.uk/fadloss, or from this coming Monday from the offices of Bailey, Bird and Warren in Bridge Street, Fakenham.
Plug for your own business there as well. Okay, well then, thanks very much for your time, guys.
Right, thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck for the rest of the rehearsals and obviously the shows as well.
Thank you.
So there we have it. That was Tilly, Ryan, and Nick from Fadlows. Now, if you want to watch the fabulous Little Shop of Horrors, you can catch them nightly between the 9th and 13th of May at Fakenham Community Centre, which is actually where I interviewed the three of them, hence the slightly echoey sound. I did also manage to hear a couple of songs too as they rehearsed, and they really sounded fantastic, so I've no doubts that it'll be any less than brilliant. Now, as Nick mentioned, tickets are available via TicketSource, and I'll post the link for that on my social media channels. Now, what else is coming up in the region in the next few weeks? Well, we'll start in Cambridge, and at the ADC Theatre, there's a play called Sick of It. It's a solo-ish show about what it's like to be young and to have cancer, told through memory, sounds and song. It's on between the 17th and 20th of May, and all profits from that one are going to charity. Tickets are available via adctheatre.com. Also in Cambridgeshire, the St Neots Players are gearing up for the opening of their production of Dial M for Murder. Now, for those not in the know about this brilliant suspenseful thriller, it's about an ex-tennis player who's married his wife for money and now plans to murder her. But his plans for the perfect murder start to unravel. Now, St Neots Players production is on between the 18th and 20th of May at the Priory Centre in St Neots. You can visit stneotsplayers.co.uk for more details and for tickets. Over in Suffolk, and the Lowestoft Players will be performing their musical production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame at the Players Theatre in Lowestoft. is on between the 19th and 27th of May, and tickets are available via playerstheatre.info. Still in Suffolk, the Deeping Players production of Agatha Christie's Witness for the Prosecution is nearing its opening. You can catch this fantastic courtroom drama from the 17th to the 20th of May at the Seckford Theatre in Woodbridge. And for tickets, visit deepenplayers.net for info. And finally, if you want a bit of Agatha Christie, but Suffolk is a Woodbridge too far... See what I did there? How's Norwich for you? The Norwich Players production of The Hollow is on from the 17th to the 21st of May at the Madder Market in Norwich. Tickets for that are available via maddermarket.co.uk. As usual, I'll pretend that I'm going to post links for all the shows mentioned over the next week or so and then forget. But anyway, that's me done for another episode. Thanks, as always, for tuning in and for listening to me and the Fadlows guys ramble on. And tune in next time to hear from, someone else, presumably. But most importantly, me. Lovable me. Anyway, in the meantime, take care of yourselves and go watch some theatre. Bye.